USA Votes 2016.
Welcome back to USA Votes. You're here with Lily Coleman
and Lucy Thomas. Here's what we have coming up in the next 15 minutes.
We're going to be talking about security and gun laws in America with one of our political pundits.
And check in with our Washington correspondent, Jason Lewis, to get a vivid picture of what's happening across America. Will Clinton stay in the lead or will Trump make a surprise return?
But until then, here's the latest with Josh Anderson Gray.
Thanks, Lily. 14 more states have closed their polling stations in the last few moments, including important battleground states. Mrs. Clinton is projected to win her home state, New York, and Connecticut, while Trump will carry Texas, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, and Kansas. However, none of these are seen as battleground states. In fact, none of the swing states have been projected so far tonight. Arkansas has been declared for Trump despite her husband Bill's time as governor of the state. The Democrats had hoped to win in Arkansas, but Mrs. Clinton has not followed in her husband's footsteps to win the state. Donald Trump leads in the national poll with a 5-point advantage and also leads in the Electoral College again. The Republican Party have been projected to hold their control of the House of Representatives, but the race for the Senate is much tighter. Turnout for the election is already considered to be high, with many leaving polling stations without voting because of the long queues. The hashtag #StayInLine is trending, with people urging voters to keep patience.
Back to you, Lucy and Lily.
Brilliant. Thank you, Josh. Well, currently in the US, any law-abiding citizen is allowed to own or carry a gun. However, gun control is a very controversial topic and has become a key issue this election, especially following the shootings outside Californian polling station earlier tonight.
Many Americans disagree with the fact that there may be stricter gun laws soon due to their Second Amendment right, which gives them the constitutional right to own a gun. On the other hand, some believe that more control could lead to a decline in the number of mass shootings and crime.
Well, we know that Hillary Clinton has responded to mass shootings by repeating support for tighter background checks on those purchasing the guns and a ban on assault weapons. Clinton even promised that if she puts restrictions in place, the Second Amendment right will remain intact.
The federal assault weapons ban introduced by Bill Clinton has not been renewed since 2004, but the former First Lady has vowed to bring it back.
But what are Trump's views then, Lily?
Well, shockingly, Trump strongly disagrees with Clinton. He does not support any form of gun ban and believes that mental health is actually the issue at hand rather than guns. He believes that the cause of mass shooting is down to the person pulling the trigger and not the gun itself. The one thing that they can agree on, however, is that those on the FBI watch list, should not be able to buy guns. Trump is winning support for his stance on gun rights as he vows to keep the Second Amendment safe. We're now joined by our political pundit, Ben Rawlings, who will shed some more light on the matter.
So, Ben, why is gun control such a big issue in the US?
Well, from tonight, you can see, because they've had the shooting already in California, but in the past few years, they've had increasing numbers of shootings in schools and at nightclubs, and it seems to be a big form of protest, and they're so easy to get hold of that it is quite easy just for any person in America who is disgruntled with a certain policy to go out and just cause a mass shooting, because they will be remembered and they will be put in headlines for the next few days, and they become almost a celebrity sort of thing, not for the right reasons, and then their opinion can be put out there.
How would you best describe Clinton's stance on security and gun control?
It's more closing down loopholes than pretty much anything else, because at the moment there have obviously been a lot of debates about bringing in gun control in America, but Hillary Clinton is more on about closing the loopholes that allow you to buy guns without getting any background checks. So you could do that at gun fairs or online.
And what about Trump? Do you think that his more relaxed views on gun control could affect international relations, like globally, if he becomes president?
Potentially, but I don't think that's the biggest concern he would have for international relations, because there have been presidents in the past that have had very relaxed views on gun control, such as Bush, but they're in on the international scene, it didn't have any significant impact.
What are the other pressing issues, do you think, that are concerning security in the US, sorry, and how do you think they will affect the people that are voting tonight?
It depends on how you look at it, because if you look at what's been in the media and what Trump has been saying, then clearly terrorism is a big thing, Islamic terrorism. However, when you look at statistics and actual information, Islamic terrorism isn't a big threat to America. But that will be key in a lot of voters' minds, especially the ones that do vote for Trump. They all have this thing about Islam having a negative view on America. So his stance on not allowing people in who are from certain areas and restricting people from even Germany and France will play on their mind.
So whose stance on security and gun control do you think is more favoured by the American public, or is it kind of half and half, or is there a more majority, do you feel?
From what I've seen and read, it's definitely Hillary Clinton. She's got experience in doing all of that. She's spoken about gun control when she was First Lady. She's also been in office for foreign affairs, and so she has got the experience behind her, whereas Donald Trump, everyone sees him as a bit of a loose cannon, don't know what he's going to do.
Brilliant. Thank you, Ben.
So some interesting points were raised there. Lucy, what do mm-hmm. you think? Do you think that a ban would cause a reduce in gun crime, or do you think it's just a case of a gun falling into the wrong hands?
Well, I mean, it's everyone has the right to buy the gun in the US. I do believe that. I mean, it is falling into the wrong hands. People should know. They should be educated about guns, know what they should or shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But I mean, if there is a ban, then obviously there would be less mass shootings. There'd be less crime going on. I mean, it creates such a massive difference, I believe. I mean, we don't have that issue in the UK at all. What about you? What do you think?
I don't know. I personally don't agree with having guns at all. I wouldn't want a gun, and I wouldn't want someone else to have a gun. But now we're going to move on to speak to our Washington correspondent, Jason Lewis. Hello, Jason.
Hello, good evening. How are we doing?
Hi, we're good, Jason. Would you be able to bring us up to date on what it's looking right now in America with the polls?
So with the polls, real interesting news coming out of the key state in Florida. We've got 93% of the vote in on the prediction from CNN, and it looks as though Trump might edge it. It's too close to call still now, but Trump is edging his way to Florida. Whether that'll be enough to get him to the White House, but it's going to make this a really, really close race, because that's such a big state in the Electoral College.
Do you still think that Washington and other states will be voting for Clinton?
Yeah, we've got predictions from Washington and New York and New Jersey, the blue wall for Hillary, and it looks like it's all going in her favour. As predicted, they're banker states for the Democratic Party, and it looks like it's gone that way. So attention's really going to turn to those battle states. Like I said there, we've got Florida nearly done, Georgia. We've also got Pennsylvania, Ohio still to come. That's going to decide this election. If Hillary can get one or two of them, she'll have enough to take the White House.
So as Washington is set to vote mostly Democratic, do you think that they side with Clinton's views on eliminating some gun rights or not?
I think absolutely. I think that's very much the view in the Capitol. I think that there is a very liberal state. And it's not necessarily removing guns. It's ensuring there's enough regulation so they know who's got the guns, where the guns are the guns in safe hands as such. They don't want to take the guns away. There's a lot of misreporting about that. They're not trying to get a mass amnesty on guns. They just want more regulations to cut the loopholes, make sure that there aren't any guns in dangerous hands on the streets of America.
So what swing states are we expecting to come next in the results for the polls?
So as I say, Florida is nearly done with it. It's going to be very close. It could even go down to the sort of stakes like a recount like back in 2000 with Al Gore. We've also got Georgia, which was a really early closing booth to close back at 7 o'clock Eastern time. We're still waiting on the result there. So I think it's really over the next hour or two is going to be the real hotbed of when this election tips, either in the way it's looking at the moment towards Hillary Clinton or whether it's going to tip towards Donald Trump and a surprise win for the Republican candidate.
OK, brilliant. Thank you very much, Jason.
Now we have Roberto Barbier from Vermont joining us to talk about his opinions regarding gun laws. Hi, Roberto.
We've got to wait a minute there. We're just waiting for Roberto to come on to us.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hello.
There we go. Hello, Roberto.
Hello.
Surprise.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So could you describe Vermont's views on gun control? Are they quite relaxed or?
Well, I don't know so much about the views of the people here, the populace, but as far as gun laws go, Vermont has the least restrictive gun laws in the country. So I'm pretty sure you don't need a permit to own a firearm, even a handgun. Most states require handgun permits. You can open carry, concealed carry, so you can have your gun out in the open. You can have it concealed. Typically, you need a license for that as well. They have this weird notion as far as permitting goes. I think they're the only state that has it. It's called it's like a constitutional permit, where they view, or at least the state law views the Constitution as the permit by which all citizens of the state are allowed to bear firearms. On top of that, there are fewer restrictions on when you can have your gun loaded, if it needs to be locked up, stuff like this. But yeah, generally Vermont is considered to have the least restrictive gun laws in the country.
So how do you think Vermont as a state would feel if Clinton became the future president and started restricting gun ownership? What effect would that have?
So the way I see it is that she's not so much restricting gun ownership to normal people, but more placing checks in place that would prevent certain parts of the population. People on terrorist watch lists, and other people you probably wouldn't want to own a firearm from having them. So I guess Vermont, well, if you're paying any attention to the results as they come in, Vermont won by a landslide, or Clinton won Vermont by a landslide. So obviously it's not the biggest issue. Additionally, Vermont doesn't have the highest gun ownership rate in the country. It's actually quite low compared to some states in the Midwest and in the South. And on top of that, I would say that many people in Vermont don't own firearms for the purpose of home defense, but rather for hunting and providing food. But yeah, I would say that if you were to outright tell someone that you're going to take away their firearms, they probably wouldn't be too happy. But that's not really the reality.
So what are your opinions on Trump's current gun stance?
It's kind of difficult to have an opinion on one of Trump's opinions. I feel that it's pretty easy, but at least as far as this one goes, it's kind of tricky. I feel like his gun policy is not so much a personal policy, but is more one that panders to the NRA as a means to get the NRA's approval, the National Rifle Association. And I think that's what it is. But that's an incredibly powerful lobby that would support him through the campaign. So by ensuring that he was their supported or most highly rated nominee or candidate, he effectively ensured himself a very large chunk of the Republican vote. So how do I think about what he's proposing? I think there should be background checks on people who are trying to buy firearms. If someone with a prior criminal record is allowed to buy a firearm, if they have like 10 assault charges, that's a little crazy. If someone with a diagnosis of your mental health issues is allowed to buy a firearm,
we're gonna have to cut you
short. Yeah. I'm really sorry, right. But thank you
sorry,
so
sorry.
Much for having us.
It's okay.
Deliberating
thank you.
A bit too
Brilliant.
Long.
Thank you.
We're now going back live to the TV coverage, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.